We have experienced these very same things in the middle of Lent, just a few weeks before Holy Week. But as I mentioned it to you then, this feast is so great, so grandiose, that it is repeated. In Lent, it was to give strength to the apostles Peter, James, and John, the three principal apostles of the church. And they, in turn, would give strength to the other nine apostles. On this day, in the middle of August, or the beginning of August, we celebrate the Transfiguration of our Lord because it demands that we think about, meditate, and glory in the magnificence of this incredible transformation that occurred before the apostles. And so, we see that our Lord takes up the three, the same three that he takes in all the different special occasions. And he takes them up, and it is believed that it was Mount Tabor. And of course, because of that, when we have benediction, the stand upon which the monstrance is placed is called a Tabor, because it is the mountain on which the Eucharist is elevated for all to see, for all to adore. And so he takes them there, and then all of a sudden, without anything, not saying another word, he is transfigured. Now, of course, our Lord was magnificent even in his human nature by itself. But on this occasion, through the human nature came forth the magnificence of the divine nature. So they could see without any question, without any doubt, that this was indeed the Son of God, the eternal Son of God, the Messiah. And then at the same time, the Old Testament comes and presents itself in the persons of Elijah and of Moses. And they are talking with him about his passion, about that which he was about to suffer. And then Peter, of course, as always, is the first to speak, "Lord, it is good for us to be here. If it be thy will, let me build three tabernacles here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." Tabernacles, just as what we have here. But these were tabernacles where people would come and give glory to God. And our Lord did not even answer his query because it did not need to be. Our Lord had plans already for many, many tabernacles in the world as we have today. And so as they were talking about the Passion, Jesus, Moses, and Elijah, all of a sudden they were covered by a bright cloud, and then the Father, who is never seen but always speaks, says, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Imagine that. What a wonderful emotion and love and joy they must have all felt, the three apostles, though the others were not there. And then it all disappears. As quickly as it came, it's gone. And then they go down the mountain, down Mount Tabor. And our Lord, very typical of himself, says, "Do not tell anybody this. Do not tell anyone about this vision that you have had." That vision was for them, not for the others. Eventually they will tell. And of course we have it here in the scriptures. Not only did they tell by word, but by writing, by the sacred scriptures, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. And then, of course, it was over. And just a few days later, the Passion of our Lord would start. But this day is a very, very special day. Today, in addition to this feast, we also celebrate the feast of Pope Sixtus II and his deacons. Now in a few days, we will be celebrating the feast of one of his other deacons, St. Lawrence. And of course, his whole life and martyrdom was very, very special. But the Holy Father gave to St. Lawrence the command, take all the treasures and give them. And of course, he gave them to his cousin from Spain. St. Lawrence was Spanish. He gave them to his cousin, St. Vincent of Zaragoza. And St. Vincent was commanded, go quickly, get in a boat, and go to Spain and hide these things. And of course, we still have to this day all these relics. In particular, the most important one was to be the chalice that our Lord used at the Last Supper, which is in the Cathedral of Valencia in Spain. So what a wonderful, wonderful thing. On this day, we celebrate their martyrdom because they gave their life. Eventually, St. Lawrence, after having hid all these treasures of God, of Jesus, he too was to be martyred in a most unusual way, for he was cooked. And of course, we have the famous words, which we shall hear again Saturday, I am done on this side, turn me over. A most gruesome, horrible death. And so he was part of the court of Pope St. Sixtus and the others too that we have commemorated in the sacred mysteries of the Mass. Let us rejoice today as we see the fact that the eternal Son of God becomes man, the Son of Mary, and becomes our Savior. He has come to shed his blood, to give his life for us, his followers, his children. And so we then must listen, as St. Paul and St. John and James, was James, one of the first to die, whose feast we just celebrated, in the reality of the Son of God become man. This is my beloved Son. Listen to him. And he's still saying that to us, even on this day, so many centuries later. This is my beloved Son. Listen to him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.